Blog Talk Radio.
Dollhouse Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shake and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man.
Damn. Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live with the All Talk No Filter Squad right here at Dollhouse Radio. Hey, get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page. It's All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can always hit us up at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you because this is what we do here. But before I go any further, let me get my dude on the line. What's up, my dude? That dude, rap star. What's the word, man?
Yo, what's good, everybody? Happy Sunday. What's good with you, STL?
Sunday, baby. Hey, I'm chilling, dude. I mean, I can't complain. I could, but it ain't gonna change nothing. So, you know, day by day, inch by inch, mile by mile. You kiss.
Word. Everything good on this side, man. I've been working hard in the studio. My second single is being mixed and mastered on my way to, you know, writing more. I got two features I just wrote last night. I was up until like 6-7 in the morning just writing shit. I was vibing like crazy, man. And then, you know, I got hungry, so I went out a little earlier and got some Burger King. I was stunting in my tiger coat, my fur tiger coat with my fur Kangol, with my Kangol the tiger stripe, man. I swear I'd be killing him, man. I'm like the male little killer.
Fresh. That shit was fresh. I was like, okay, I see you, young man. I see you. Fresh. Yeah, that was a good look. Good look. I'm loving it.
I had somebody.
Like King shit, huh?
Yo, man, it was calling me Tiger King, man. It's been crazy, man. crazy. I was up there looking like the shit was great, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Real talk, I love it. I was looking like, okay, dude looking like a whole superstar. That's what we doing. I can dig it. I love it. You know what I'm saying? You could tell you over there getting it in, man. I love that. I love that. Because the artists don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? They rather just, you know, copy off somebody else. You got your own little, you know, your own little thing. You know what I'm saying? Your own little flame you burning over there.
Dead ass. I even had some random ass motherfucker hit me up in my inbox. I don't even know him from a can of paint. They just hit me. It was like, yo, I like that shirt you got. Where'd you get it at? You know, be like, yo, man. Be like, that is crazy, man. Be like, yo, if you think my outfit's crazy, wait until you hear my album, man. It's even crazier.
You hear me? Hey, I know everybody is waiting on that them flames to drop. I know I'm excited. I'm excited. I want to hear this single that you've been talking about. I can't wait, dog. The debut, it's going down. It's gonna go down.
Man, it's on like popcorn, you know what I'm saying? I just bought a new beat the other day, man. This shit blew my fucking mind, man. I was like, yo, man, I wish I had the equipment to make beats, because I would have been doing the shit, you know, like a long time ago. But being that, you know, I'm just a hip-hop artist, and I can do other stuff, but I'm a hip-hop artist, it's amazing when you see yourself when you have a song that you made out like a couple years ago, then all of a sudden you write some new shit and you compare it to, yeah, you'd be like, yeah, I'm way, way better than I was.
This is it. This is the one. This is the one.
Mm-hmm.
let me get into these announcements real quick, and then we'll be right back. And you know what time it is. So real quick, let's go.
House Radio, the hottest station on the net and home of the indie artists. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and All Talk No Filter airing every Sunday at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Look out for our newest show debut, Transformation Fierce, hosted by Angela Marie, airing Saturday, April 7th. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dalhouse Radio, and also on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, hey, we back, baby. If you just not tuning in, you heard live. We're All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dalhouse Radio, home of the indie artists, baby. Hey, get at us, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one, and we got you. So without further ado, 412, what's the word?
Yo. You know what? Before I go into this, I like to give a shout out to, you know, all the assholes in the world for making this possible for me to do where they do that at. If it wasn't for y'all, I would have to come up with another thing to do. But it's because of y'all that makes me enjoy what I do. So check this out. Now, okay. Okay, all right, so there's this guy named Walter Earl Morrison, 20 years old. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I'm going to put it out there. I don't really care, but I'm a weed head. I smoke. I smoke crazy. I smoke heavily. I'm like a chimney. But there's certain things that you got to understand, maybe this nigga not need to exhale or inhale. He might not need to partake of anything, because certain people, it might cloud your judgment. Now, I want to know where they do this at. This guy, I don't know how it really happened, but I want to say he was working for some type of UPS cargo company, and he was accused, or the accusations was that he stole a package, and the package that he stole was a diamond that was worth $160,000. They said that diamond was worth so much that he could have went and bought a new Maserati car and still had changed back to go buy him a house.
Right.
A big one, a nice one. So If you was in that situation, let's say you had a problem of having, you know, the five finger discount disease, you know, what would you do with that diamond? Like, what would you do with that diamond? Like for real, like put yourself in a scenario. What would you do in that situation?
Shit, if I came across something like that, I mean, I have to find some. The black market is like what something like that would be good for. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to pay you top dollar for it. There's somebody out there, and it's not going to take, you know
right.
what I'm saying? It's not like you're going to have to go out searching like that because, trust me, they out there looking for those kind of licks on something like that. But it's definitely got to go to the highest bidder. Show for show.
Okay.
Where are you at?
Okay. So hypothetically, if you was this person, what would be the first thing you would do? You said the black market distribution. So, like, what would you do? What would you buy? Who would you, like, what would your mind be at?
I mean, shit, I would be there. I mean, just like you can go out there and you can search that kind of stuff. Believe it or not, you can put it right in Google and it's going to fucking pop up. It walks you through how to get to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, that's one of the first things I would do, because you really can't just walk around. You can't go tell your homie on the block, hey, I just came across this massive-ass diamond, because 8 out of 10 times, they're going to try to lick you for it anyway. So, like I said, I'm going to go to where I know they got the money at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this young man, he didn't do that. He didn't go to research. He didn't go and try to find who would have, like, the top dollar in the black market distribution. You know what this nigga did?
What?
This guy went and traded the diamond that's worth for $160,000. Are you ready? Is you ready?
I'm ready.
The guy traded the diamond that was worth $160,000 for a dub sack. A dub sack.
Huh?
I'm going to say it again.
What the
fuck a dub sack. For the people who don't smoke weed or anything like that, a dub sack is a sack of marijuana that is worth $20.
And you said it's $160,000 dime?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so in the words of Fred Sanford, you big dummy, like, what was you doing, dude? What the fuck? That's okay,
wanted to get
that's some mean shit. I mean, come on. It gotta be deeper than that. He can't be that fucking stupid. Any kind of diamond that you get, and unless it's a CZ, cubic zirconia, y'all know what it means. Unless it's something like that, you know it's worth more. That's just stupid. I can't believe there's somebody out there that damn dumb that you will. I don't know what to say about that. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That is beyond idiotic.
His name is Walter, and where they do that at is over in Arizona. Trading diamonds that are worth $160,000 for a dub sack. Police found him. He'll be in court by next Tuesday by the Supreme Court of that area. So, dumb motherfucker. Even if you went to the black market distribution, the black market, and you got somebody to pay you top dollar, don't you think the smart thing to do would be buy something that was more than just a dove sack? You could have bought a whole, like, you could have had your own empire just to smoke. But you traded it in for a dove sack? I hope it was loud.
I hope it was loud. Man, fuck loud. I needed to break my eardrums for that. Shit, I'm on. I'm like, wipe me down, because I'm on. Fuck that. Let me come across something like that. Call me Bootsy. Wipe me down. I'm on. I mean, you can't be that. I don't understand how people are that damn dumb. Like, seriously? And I don't want to say, you know, you can't really walk something like that into a jeweler and be like, hey, I came across it, because they're going to be looking at you upside your head. But at there has to be some way that I'm going to need to know what this is, even if I don't know what it's worth, as long as I know it's real. Run me that. Run me that. Come on, dude. Like, so you lost your job and lost a fortune over being stupid and some bud. Really? Really?
Uh-huh.
You're joking. You're joking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't
crazy.
Really. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about something like that. I just can't. I ain't trying to be funny. Not trying to be funny, but being honest in actually dealing with these people one on one, I have yet to meet an intelligent Walter. All the Walters I've ever run across do the dumbest shit, and I'll be like, why? How, Sway? How? You know what I'm saying? I have yet to walk. Seriously, I ain't never ran across and not that there aren't. So don't be offended, Walter, whatever you want to go by, W. Whatever, WT, whatever you want to go by, don't get offended, but tell me what's the logic behind that. For real. Like, I don't know what else to say, dog. Real talk. There was stupid one-on-one. Like, you big dummy. That's all I can say. I don't know what else to say about it.
Obviously, that guy didn't have a mentor growing up. The teaching these things. I mean, if you're gonna do fucked up, weird shit, questionable shit, at least make it actually like, you know, do something smart. You know, this was not smart at all. Like, at the fuck all. Like, I had to check the story out like a few times, man, because I just couldn't believe anybody could be that stupid. I mean, for a dub sack, like I said, I hope it was loud and not that regular shit. If it was
shit, even if it was, dog, it don't even matter. If it's a fucking diamond, you know the work. I don't know a $20 diamond other than, like I said, a cubic zirconia. Come on, dumbass, you gotta know it's gonna have some work. That was just fucking stupid. I don't know what else. That was just stupid. Point. What the girls be saying? Period. Period. Poo. Whatever the fuck. Period. T. Period. D. Whatever they say. That's bullshit. It was stupid. That's dumb. That's it. Point blank. Period. How about that? That's all I can say, dog. Real talk. Stupid shit.
All I can think of is like Smokey off of Friday, but you gotta be a stupid motherfucker, man.
Anyway,
his mom should have swallowed him.
Silly as hell. Yeah.
His mom
should have
swallowed him because that nut was not a smart one. That nut was not a smart one.
Not at all. Not at all, though.
Damn.
What else on the agenda, man?
Okay, so I want to know where they do that at. You know, you got some veteran artists that be popping off out of nowhere, kid. Like, you ain't expect them to have that kind of energy, especially, like, with the older generation artists that, I mean, they coming at motherfucker like 50 Cent on IG, my nigga. You seen what Chaka Khan said about Ariana Grande?
What she said? What happened? What happened with them? I heard a little ruckus about that going through the lines. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I've been following Chaka Khan because I've been following certain things that she been saying. Like, I remember they interviewed her, I think, on Vlad. And they was interviewing about, you know, certain things about, you know, Rick James and this, that, and the third. And she had, like, a something to say about Kanye flipping her song when he did Through the Wire and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she didn't like the song at all. She think they fucked up the song. And I guess, you know, Ariana Grande, she was in her interview and everything, and somebody was saying, you know, was there anybody that, you know, she would like to work with. You know, she's a young girl. You know, she's a very young girl, you know, so she's out there. And the fact that she even, you know, mentioned Chaka Khan, you know, she said Chaka Khan, she would like to work with Chaka Khan. The fact that the young lady actually even mention Shaka Khan is crazy, because usually the younger generation don't give a fuck about the older generation all like that. Not all, but
I mean, but
most
hold up, before
don't
you
really
go any further, they need to, because all these motherfuckers, this younger generation, they sampling and getting everything from old school, but don't want to pay no merit. But anyway, I ain't gonna get up down to this old box, because that's a whole nother show for real. Don't get me started on that shit.
That's dope. Like, that's exactly what it is. You know, the younger generation, you know, they only see the here and now and not really give a fuck so much about the people who laid it, made it possible for them to come out, you know. So, you know, they asked her, you know, was there any artists that she would like to work with? And she was like, I would like to work with Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan, she was on, you know, there was an interview. Yeah, you know. They asked Shaka Khan in the interview. Shaka Khan, she came out and she was like, man, fuck her. Just blatantly was like, man, fuck. Yeah. She was going in like, nah, fuck her. She was like, I'm good. She's good on her own. I'm good. She's another woman. I don't really like singing with other women. Like, what the fuck do me and this other woman got to sing about, you know? She just shut it down and everything like that, you know? I kind of felt bad for Ariana Grande, because it's like, damn, you might admire a motherfucker, and all of a sudden, you know, you like, yo, I listen to your music. I listen to everything that you stand for, this, that, and the third. It would be a dream of mine for you to, you know, y'all want to work with you. And then come to find out, the person that you were actually, you know, hoping to work with just shitting on you in public, too. So it's all over social media. So I'm only imagining what she going, like, what she thinking in her head. She's like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, I just want to let everybody know, all these rappers and everything like that, just I want to make sure that y'all know, are you the type of artist that your favorite rapper or your favorite artist would actually want to do a collaboration with? You know, because I see a lot of motherfuckers, they be like, oh, I'm influenced by Pac, I'm influenced by Big and everything like that. I want to make sure, as an artist, are you that good? And be truthful to yourself. Are you that good for your favorite artist that wants to, like, yeah, I would like to do a record with you? If not, just imagine the feeling that little girl has on social media, that Shaka Khan just dissed her like that. Then even declined her. She said, fuck her. That's crazy.
Hey, let me tell you where you fucked up, though. Much respect to Shaka Khan. She is part of the history of music. I have to give her that. But my thing is, Shaka, listen to me. You had an open door into a new realm of kind of reinventing yourself with the youth of today's music. And I say that because I'm an Ariana Grande fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm actually a big fan of hers. I love her music. Her range and just what she does is absolutely amazing. But my thing is, I wouldn't have passed up on the opportunity to enter with a younger audience, because those are the people who are giving the streams. And she has, honestly, a point. She is very, very popular entertainer. Like, seriously, millions and millions of followers. Ariana Grande is up there, for real. And you can reinvent yourself with a younger crowd and bring yourself, flood yourself a whole, you can make yourself a whole new passageway into music by dealing with a younger audience like Ariana Grande has. Her following is sick. Like, I'm like a huge fan. I ain't trying to be funny, but if a motherfucker said you could stream one or two songs, one is Shaka Khan, either Shaka Khan or Ariana Grande, I'm going to go with Ariana Grande. She is amazing. Her range, and I know Mariah Carey was pissed off when they compared the two, but she, like, shits on Mariah Carey. To me, that's just my opinion, and don't jump in my motherfucking inbox, because that's my opinion on how I feel about the situation. You can have yours, I can have mine, but I think she fucked up some of her money and being able to broaden her horizons by working with somebody as young, you know, because people of a younger, like the millennial generation, who are not as privy to an artist like Chaka Khan or a person of her stature, you are introducing yourself to that. Because Ariana Grande is a beast, dude. She is doing her thing out here. Not that Chaka Khan ain't a legend, mm-hmm. but she's no Michael Jackson. I said it. Yeah, I said it. I said it. Now what? I said it. I just think she fucked up. I don't think she should have went there because you cutting off your money, you cutting off other opportunities, and that would have been an awesome mesh-up. Ariana and Chaka Khan, I'm there for it. I'm like, there, tell me when, how much. I'm there for it. I don't think that's the way she should have came. You know, even if you chose not to want to deal with her on that level, it's not what you do, it's how you do what you do. You didn't have to come at it like that. Like, seriously, and to me, you're too much of a classy act to come at it like that. Not to turn it down in that demeanor, like just a fuck you, you know, or you could have, like, hey, go ahead, baby.
You know what I thought when I first heard it? I was wondering if there might have been something that happened to transpire this comment. Because I was like, ain't nobody just going to jump out the window and be like, fuck that, you know. Because I was like, yo, did something happen for her to, you know, say that? Because, you know, there's artists who they might have certain situations that happen that pop off that we might not know about that might happen behind the scenes. There's been, like, you know, there's times where I think Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin didn't like each other, or it was like it was something else. I don't want to make
it was Patti and Gladys because when they did that, it was some tension.
Right, so there's like, you know, even they, you know, I don't know how true this is, but even they said with Michael and Prince, because of the competitive nature, don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen, R&B is as competitive as hip hop. We just don't know it because, you know, it's R&B, but there's a lot of beefs that happen in R&B that we might not know about unless it gets, you know, publicized. But that's what my first thing was. I was like, I want to know what happened for this to transpire, because ain't nobody going to jump out the plane saying fuck you unless there was like a reason.
And she just seems, you know, she seems too classy for that kind of retort to me. I wouldn't think a woman as big as her in the music scene would just be like, nah, fuck that, fuck her. Like, there has to be some underlying thing to me to make her come off in that demeanor with her. I don't see her just, you know, out of nowhere with nothing behind it.
You would think so, but sometimes a lot of, and it's not even just like with the artists, but sometimes there's people that you think that are older that might act a certain way, but it's because they're older and they've been through some shit that they have that I don't give a fuck attitude anymore, you know? So it's like, she been in the game, what, since the, what, 70s? So.
Oh, shit. Like, yeah, 60s.
Like,
yeah.
Since the 70s, to, it's 60s, 70s. So it's like, I guess she feels like she don't got to kiss nobody's ass or make nice and everything like that. She has her plaque. She don't need to do a collaboration with anybody because she has her plaque. If she wants to get out there in the music industry or in the music world with the young youth and everything like that, I mean, it's kind of hard for you to reinvent yourself being that you are like a couple generations ahead, you know. So it's just like it might be difficult, but I think maybe she just got to that point where she's like, fuck it. I don't want to do nothing, but I think she should have took a different approach to it, you know, because, like I said, as a young artist, you know, I would feel some type of way if I sat there and somebody interviewed me and it was like, yo, Cam, Hurricane Cam, how would you feel what artist would you want to work with and everything like that? And I'm like, man, I always wanted to work with Eminem. Always wanted to work with Eminem. Always wanted to work with Lil' Kim, 50, LL, you know. And then all of a sudden, I see in the next interview somebody mentioning, you know, me and being inspired by them and me wanting to work with them. And all of a sudden, I hear Eminem, fuck him. Fuck you. I got none of you know. I mean, I would feel some type of way. I mean, how can you? It's like what I heard 50 say one time. How can you like somebody that don't like you? So even if I had like a favorite artist or a favorite like a person that I listen to all the time, after that comment, how can they continue to be my favorite? I will still continue to say I enjoy your music, but at the same time, I cannot listen to your music and think about what you just said publicly about me. You know, especially, absolutely, you know, somebody that I, so it's like, I feel her. Like, that's publicized too. Like,
shit, I'm mad for her, for real. I mean, like I said, Shaka Khan, I mean, she is a legend in the game, but it's a way to do everything. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, if I was an older G in the industry, when you have so many younger people that are just sampling and they're stealing your whole fine sway, they're stealing your look. We know what Nicki did to Queen B. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we know how that goes. When you have people that just come along and steal your whole aura, and they don't even want to pay you any homage. They want to sample your shit. They want to sing like you. They want to rap like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so much. I mean, you got too many artists out here that's doing it. I'm listening to the newest artists that came out yesterday, day before yesterday, last week, and they sampling something that's 20, 30 fucking years old, but not per se paying homage to that person, just sampling their music and trying to make it their own like it ain't already been out here in the industry. So for her to come forward and be like, hey, I'm a Shaka Khan fan, or whatever she says, she's an inspiration, even to the point we know she was inspiration because she wanted to work with her. And she has an Ariana Grande has an amazing fucking following. There's no way I would turn that down. And even if you do want to turn it down, there's a way to do it. Come on, just a flat out like, fuck you, fuck her, whatever. Come on, Shaka Khan is too, she's, or I thought, so I thought, was too classy to return that kind of gesture to the young lady. So I don't agree with that. I don't agree with you, Shaka. It was a different way to do it. It was a better way to come off. And I feel like you passed up a hell of an opportunity, especially to open your gate to a younger crowd that it, you know, because aside from touring, your money is through your streams and stuff. So you got people who are going to go, and people, I guarantee you, people are going to go stream Ariana Grande before they stream Shaka Khan. I'm sorry. Real shit. Real shit. In today's day and age, now you might get an old school person and say, let me go and get a CD. Because the Shaka era to me is not on, is an older following that it's not on the whole streaming that it is. Real shit. They're the type of motherfucker that be like, okay, well, I want to get a real talk. They might not even go and get us or try to get a CD. You know what I'm saying? They ain't fuck around and get a bootleg of your shit. But these new age people, they going to go on the sites. They going to go on Spotify. They going to go on Amazon Music. They're going to go on Apple Music and things of that nature. And they're going to stream it. No problem. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying she could have did better in her reply to Ariana Grande. And I feel like she should be greatly offended, because I would be. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. Anyway, I hope that she gets that together. Shaka, I can't even rock with you on that. That was fucked up, you know, how you came. You didn't have to come at it like that. And I thought you were so much classier than that. But, hey, I'm wrong sometimes. Not all the time, but every now and again. And I was wrong. So whatever. But anyway, let's get into a quick break. And we'll be right back to jump into that hot seat. So real quick, let's go with some J. Cole. Sparks Will Fly. Let's go.
It may seem like
Baby, you deserve a whole enchilada, Gucci and Prada. Toast to the days when I didn't have a dollar. You stuck around even when the world frowned on me. Kicked me when I was down, and so they clowned on me. Down for me, my homie, you better believe. I know your homegirl said you should leave, and no, you was tired like the Michelin Man. What if Tina would've listened to Pam? Now they hate to see us last this long. When they get my album, probably pass this song. Thought they knew me well. Money can't buy your happiness, that's true as hell. The happiness ain't by your ass, it's new itself. I love you like the fat kid love cake and shit. I love you like the bad kid love breaking shit. Ride or die chick, fighting insecurities. Want a ring in my last name for security.
Everything like our fire has been a little burnt out. We're tired, we only need to stay close. In time, sparks will fly.
And we fly too.
It may seem like our time has been a little burned out. We're tired. We only need to stay close.
In time,
sparks will fly.
And we fly too. Hey, I know my style ain't perfect. I know my smile ain't perfect. Nigga ain't perfect, it's true. Funny though, I'm perfect for you. All the time I seem worth it for you. She put up with this shit like she worth it, it's so true. Now what you crying for? She said you ain't gonna settle down. What you lying for, lying for? She want that old thing back. Things ain't the same thing we both seen that. Love is war, end up on the floor. Baby, you only lose when you don't swing back. I say those words hoping that you fight for a nigga like I fight for you. Like I fight temptations every night for you. And though I slip, only girl in my life is you.
It may seem like our fire has been a little burnt out. We're tired, we only need to stay close. In time, sparks will fly.
And we fly too, and we fly too.
It may seem like our fire has been a little burnt out. We're tired, we only need to stay close. In time, sparks will fly.
And we fly.
Yeah, hey, we back. And if you just now tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1 and we got you. Okay. So, okay. Everybody knows about Jeezy and Jenny Mai. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're supposed to be getting married. And recently, Jenny Mai did an interview with Set Black Twitter on fire about her views because she explained why she chooses to be submissive to Jeezy. So recently, she said that it's not so much of a no, sir, yes, sir kind of thing. It's just that she says she owns her own business and she is 100% a boss at work. So when she comes home, she wants to come home to a man who makes the decisions. And, you know, she wants to take a more traditional approach to being submissive to her man because she's tired of being a boss in the streets. But, you know, a lot of women of ethnic color did not agree with Jenny Mai, and they felt like she was pulling the woman back and this is a dirty word sometimes, and we've had this conversation before. Submissive is not a dirty word. It's all about you finding that person, because it's a gift to give somebody that you're willing to bow down and lean back and just let them take control of the situation. Because Fantasia, another well-known household name, also caught a lot of flack when she said that about her and her man and her wanting to be the neck and allowing him to be the head. I want to know, 412, what is your opinion on the man having that leadership position in the household? Do you feel like submissive is a dirty word? I don't. What is your opinion about the whole, you know, man being the head and traditional roles of a woman standing back and letting him do what he has to do for the household? What do you think about that?
I mean, it really depends on the dynamics of the household. Now, I just got done watching Desperate Housewives. I fucks with that show. I mainly fuck with it because, you know, I love my Latina, so I had a big crush on Eva Longoria growing up. So back in 2003, 2004, when Desperate Housewives first aired, I started watching it. And as I started seeing, watching it, it's 8 seasons, by the way, different dynamics of the household is different. It's not the same for everybody. So there was one household, there was a husband and a wife, they had 5 kids, 5. And both of the parents were career-driven people. Both parents were people who was working in corporate business. So while one would go out and be the breadwinner, the other one would stay home with the kids and do the domestics. And they actually switched back and forth. At first it was the man. Then something happened to where he fell back, and then the woman ended up stepping up into the corporate world and actually becoming the breadwinner. And then she stepped down, and then the husband ended up wanting to make a pizzeria, a restaurant. So they had their own business. And it was going back and forth. What people don't understand is the people who actually have a problem with the word submissive are the people who are lonely in the first fucking place, because they don't understand that. I mean, they're fucking lonely because they don't understand, because in a relationship, you have to give and take. I said this before, there is no I in team. There also isn't no I in couples. You know, so, you know, when you're in a marriage, you know, or in a relationship, in a marriage, it's not always going to be 50-50, because as a team, if one is slacking, the other person is supposed to pick up the slack that person has, and vice versa. But that's just with everything, you know. So if y'all are a team or y'all are a couple, y'all can't have individual thoughts. Y'all have to think as one. So if one person falls short in certain things, that other person picks it up. And it might not even, you know, be as easy as that. But what I'm saying is, with the submissive role, it's because of the stigma that it had. But if you look at it at the same time, the people who understand the submissive role, they last longer. And it's not saying that they are weak individuals or saying that, you know, they're pushovers. They understand that there are certain things in the relationship that has to happen for the relationship to be successful.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me tell y'all something. Submissive is not just a gender-specific thing, and I think that's where people fuck up with that word. I feel like submissive it comes on both sides, male and female.
Right.
Because there can be a time where a man does lean back, and there are some households where the wife is the head and the man is the neck. Don't think that shit doesn't exist and it's not out there like that, because there are some men that sit back, and if the woman was not the head of the household, the whole fucking thing would fold. Let's be honest.
Right.
Y'all really don't. Some men out here, y'all really don't understand how pivotal a role it is that the woman plays in your shit. Let the woman get sick in the household. And the whole fucking thing falls. A motherfucking woman can be sick, have her baby on her hip, and still get up and cook and clean the motherfucking house. And a man wouldn't even know where to begin. And that's real shit. But you have to, like I said, people need to stop making it that it's just a woman's role to be submissive. It, to me, it doesn't, it's not gender specific. It is an act. It is, you know what I'm saying, allowing that person in your life to step up when the moment requires it. And it's not necessarily always the woman who has to lean back. Sometimes the man has to lean back too, and let the woman come up and lead. Women are leaders just as much as men. That stigma that goes around with the whole submissive aspect, and I've heard a lot of people say that is why, and yeah, we're going to touch it real quick. A lot of people they get, black women in particular, will get so upset that the athletes and actors, the African-American black and brown brothers go out here and get them a Caucasian wife, lover, girlfriend, whatever, but she may be a more submissive demeanor to her. And that is attracted to them. Not that I want to make it color specific, but you do have, I've heard a lot of athletes, actors and stuff, when they are confronted by it, you know what I'm saying? That is a lot of their reason behind going that route. And you do have a lot of sisters out here that are like rah rah rah. It's not all of them, but it does happen.
In that scenario, I would have to say it goes deeper than that, because if you look at certain situation like Tiger Woods, wife was, you know, white. When he did what he did, she fucking snapped. She would have snapped just like any other sister would have. So I think it's deeper than that. When they go out and they date outside the race or marry outside the race because of the different status, I think it's a status symbol more so than I'm just going to get a white wife because I don't want to hear her mouth. Now, when it comes to that, because white women got their shit too. You know, they might not, you know, the hood white ones act just like the black ones. But when you got Karen over here, Karen, you know, she might write a blog about you or try to divorce you and try to do this and do that and everything like that. Because remember, Dr. Dre, what happened to Dr. Dre? I think Dr. Dre's wife is Latina. And she tried to take him to the cleaners. I mean, not tried to. She said, $2 million a month plus tried to take his name. You know, and this was a woman of color. You know, she wasn't white. She was a woman of color. So each type of person got their shit with them. But, hold on real quick. So I'm like, so when it comes to like, when it comes to gender roles, I think what it is people got to understand, like, submissive, like you said. Submissive does not mean male or female. Submissive just means that whatever situation is going on, you allow that person to take the front seat. So, and that's with anything, you know, and there's certain things like, okay, back in the days, it might have been like that where a woman, she cooking, she cleaning, everything like that. But if you actually think about it, back in that time, even the man was submissive to a certain point at certain times, because they always said, my grandfather always say this to me till this day. He'll say, the house is a woman's domain. So my grandmother, she wanted to paint her apartment one time. She couldn't do it. At least the people who said that she couldn't paint her apartment, no color except for white. She told my granddad, I'm going to paint the apartment. It's going to look crazy. I'm going to paint it this color, that color, and everything like that. And he was like, well, you can't because it's white. It has to be painted white. When he came back from work, he came. It was different colors, but it looked nice. There was nothing that she could have said different, because in the household, that's the woman's domain. You know, she takes care of the house. You can say whatever you want to outside, but when it comes to the inside, the woman rules where it is. And that was how it was back in the day. But again, like I said, what we need to understand is we need to know the definition between submissive and masculine. And submissive does not have to mean weak or feeling second or second class. It doesn't.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
that the women think when it comes to that word, it's a more of a power struggle thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that. But me, I'm a very alpha woman. You know what I'm saying? I always have been. Even when it comes to relationships, I'm talking about from way back in the day to present. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've always had a more alpha mentality. I am a provider. I am a hustler. I get out here. I do what I got to do. And there's nobody that I can fuck with that can take that from me, because that's just, it's instilled in me. However, if I do have to have a moment where I need to lean back, I'm totally capable of doing so. But where you fuck up is giving it to the wrong person, and it spoils you on the idea of doing it. Because when you extend that olive branch to the wrong individual, it fucks it up for everybody. So anybody that comes after that, if you've given it out prematurely, person in the beginning, then when you do find that person that you know, that you do want to give that to, or the person that does deserve it, you're not so willing to give it because you were already burned. So a lot of it is knowing who to give what energy to. People match energy. If you can't match my energy, I can't even fuck with you. Match my get into that. That shit's real. Get you somebody that can match your energy, and it lessens the chances of you giving the wrong people the wrong type of, force within your life. Real talk.
I like how you said that, because I always had a certain philosophy of meeting people, and not just, you know, in a relationship, but just how just meeting people in general. And I'm a chemistry guy. I love history, and I used to love chemistry. I love science and everything, and I always used to compare people like chemistry. So I would say this. When you are dealing with chemistry, you're dealing with the elements and you're dealing with the atoms. Okay, with an element has the atoms. The atoms have particles within them. Those are the protons, neutrons, and electrons.
Electrons.
For people who don't know the protons, the protons, and of course, is the positive charge that drives the atom. Then you have the neutrons, which is neutral, and then you have the electrons that are negative. Okay. The atomic number is the number of protons that are in an atom. A covalent bond is when two atoms come together and they share the same number of atomic number to make up. And so when you have the same, when you go out and you meet somebody, don't you think it's kind of weird when you go out and meet somebody and you just start having a conversation with somebody and you feel like you knew them motherfuckers for years, but you just met them like 10 minutes ago? You vibe with a
Absolutely.
Person, or you happen to bump into somebody and you just got this bad vibe. You just don't like them for some reason. It's probably because your protons is not the same number of protons that person might get. You might get more protons, proton charges than they do, or you got more electrons than they do. So it's not going to match. So when you have people with the same number of positive energy, that's where it comes as a covalent bond. And of course, a covalent bond is two atoms that form, that are bonded together because of their atomic number. That's how friendships are started. That's how relationships are started. You know, so that was interesting that you said that. It just brought something to me that I always used to say. That's dope.
All I know is with my last relationship, in the beginning, we matched energy. But along the way, there was some sort of disruption in the line. I'm really not sure what that was. And to this day, I still don't know what that was. And I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out what the fuck it was. You just find different wavelengths and you move the fuck on, is all I'm saying.
Right.
So next time, when you just know that when you're dealing with somebody, because things are different now. People go out here and they're back assward on how they do things. At first, it was what you courted, you dated, then you you know what I'm saying? You dated over time, then you gave up the ass, then you got married, then you had the 2.5 kids, a white picket fence, and a dog named Spot. Now motherfuckers jump in bed, get pregnant with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That they buy a motherfucker that they barely even know, and then the next thing you know, you're wondering why your life is miserable and you stuck with this motherfucker for the rest of your life. It's because you're not matching energy. You don't do you. I don't even understand what some of these people be on. I get on social media, I see people saying the dumbest shit, throwing out all their information on social media, and it's like, do you realize how fucking stupid you look with what you're saying? And I just don't think that they get it. Again, match energy. This is so fucking important. Know who you're dealing with before you suck them, before you fuck them, before you lay down with them, before you procreate. Know who you're dealing with and make sure it's the same energy, because you might have to deal with this person for the rest of your fucking life. It's okay to be submissive, male or female. It's not a bad word. Just know that as long as you give it to the right individual, you'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? So just you know what I'm saying? Know who, what, and how. Know the who, what, when, where, why before you do it. And I guarantee you, you'll never go wrong. Real shit.
That is.
Free motherfucking game for today. Free game. Real shit. So with that being said, that's it. I mean, if you got any questions, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and hit the one, and we got you. If you want to comment on it, go ahead and hit the one. But if not, we still love you, and we appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. You know what it is. We are here every Sunday, same bad time, same bad channel, right here on the Dollhouse Radio. But real talk, just know what you're doing, and it's okay to lean back and let somebody else, you know, plow the way. That's the best way,
sure,
I can say that. It's okay to let somebody else lead the way. You will not, you'll be all right. Real shit. But, hey, we about to get up out of here, though. 412, tell them how to get at you, man.
Oh, man, there's a couple of ways you could do that. No problem. Got two Facebooks, man. Roman numero dos. You can also hit your both of my fan pages. I got one, Rap Store. RAPSTARR. And my actual first one, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, you can hit me up there. Twitter's another one, Rapstar 412. YouTube's another one, Rapstar 412. You can hit me up here. All Sock, No Filter, every fucking Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Us, STL, me, Nisi, we all going to be here. And I can't stress enough, just wait, I know I'm pushing it back. I'm working, baby. The 90s, baby, is under construction. I'm just working on two pieces for other people, man. I keep saying this is coming, it's coming, it's coming, man. It's like fucking the 90s. It's like fucking the Jodeci. 90s, baby's coming. You know what I'm saying? You understand
for sure,
that
for
metaphor.
Sure.
You understand that metaphor. You know, a person like me who was born in 91 was probably conceived to Jodeci. 90s baby's coming. So, you know, just wait for it, man, because it's going to be crazy. The people that's working in-house on the album, they more than satisfied with what I'm coming out with. So it's going to be crazy. I came a long way from Smart as a New Gangster and Mona Lisa. So this is going to be some new shit, so to keep your heads ringing. Can't wait, man.
For sure. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be back next week. Same bad sign, same bad channel. We out of here. Let's do Leah Janae, Perfectly Imperfect. Get with it. We see you next week.
Yeah.
No competition on a mission with ambition. There's no one I can compare to me. I got no worries, I ain't worried about a thing, cause my future's shining bright like a diamond ring. Comfortable in the skin that I'm in, it's always my side. My beauty comes from what I'm feeling inside. Oh. How you looking got me feeling like a girl's on a stage for the world to see. Sit back and enjoy the show, the show's going on the road. This light in me is so bright and can't can be blinding. You can't see I'm perfectly imperfect. This is who I am. I am what you see. I may be imperfect, but I'm perfectly imperfect me. This is who
I'll talk no filter. Dollhouse Radio. We out.